Hello.
Hi, is this Catherine?
Yes.
Hi, Catherine. My name is Samantha Hayes. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Good to hear that. First of all, ma'am, welcome on board. I will be the dedicated project manager responsible to take care of all your deliveries, of course, and correspondence. So we have actually included you and sent you an invitation for our online portal, which is called Creative Design Agency. You should have received an email from it. Did you check that?
I guess I'm confused because I already have a publisher. Are you my insurance company part? I mean, Penguin Book Writers are going to call me at 6 tonight and discuss my insurance that I have purchased from them. Is that what this is?
That is exactly what this is. I'm actually calling you from Penguin Book Writers, and you actually placed the order for a book insurance package with us. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, pardon my voice. I'm just not feeling well. That's the reason why you might be having difficulties understanding me. So is it a good time, or should I call you at a different time?
No, I'm writing the book right now, but go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, all right. So let me ask you this. Is the book ready? Can you submit the manuscript?
I can submit a manuscript. I can do that. It's not ready, but they told me I could send one in, and you'll, from 35 days, I'll be insured. But I think they're calling tonight at 6 my time.
What time zone are you in?
Eastern.
Eastern, okay. Well, they told me to call you now. I'm in the Pacific time zone, so let me check what time is it now.
Just when are they calling again?
Right. No, it's just me. I'm the one who was supposed to call you. So are you saying should I call you like in an hour?
No, this is fine.
Okay, all right. I apologize. I was notified that I have to call you 2 o'clock my time, and it's 2 o'clock my time now, so, yeah, my bad. All right, so, Catherine, the first thing that we'll be needing from your end is the manuscript that you currently have in your possession, and along with the book cover. Do you have a book cover ready?
Yeah. Everything's a rough draft, but I have... And the book's a rough draft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything's being fixed this minute with the editor in another city.
Okay.
So it'll be finished by Christmas.
Okay. And who's working on that for you?
They're called Savvy Communications.
Okay. And they are editing the book?
Yes.
All right. Okay. And I believe it's going to take some time then for the revised version, correct?
Well, it should be done by Christmas. I'm working night and day on it, yeah. So it will be finished.
All right, well, that sounds great. Let us submit the application first, and of course, once you're done with it by Christmas, we will have to submit the revised version, and you can just go ahead and provide that to me, okay?
Okay.
All right, then, that is pretty much it, Catherine, from my end. Whenever you are, reviewing your emails, look for Creative Design Agency. It would be an invitation sent to you. You join in, set up your password, go to the messages section, and you will see my message there.
Okay, I'm on this.
Okay.
I'll do it while you're here. I'm online now. So.
Okay.
I just saw it.
Right. That is great. You know, sometimes these portals, they get a little confusing. So I actually prefer walking the customer, while I have them over the phone.
It looks just like Kindle 2, Kindle Word 2. That's who my publisher is.
Okay.
I thought when I saw project manager, they were replacing my project manager. I mean, it looks the same. It's kind of weird, but
right.
So what do I need to get going?
Well,
the welcome.
Yes, I've just sent you the message only. All I need from your end is the current version that you have for the manuscript along with the book cover. That is it.
Okay, did you just, I ain't got it yet. So, sorry, just
You're cutting off, Catherine.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
So you're just, I'm waiting for your email, I think.
You actually responded on the portal.
Okay, so you're Samantha?
Yes, that's correct. Samantha Hayes.
Okay, so.
Hello, you there?
What do I need to add, reply, and put the attachments there, pretty much?
That is correct.
Okay, and then, so what happens then?
Okay, let me guide you with that as well. Once you submit your manuscript, we will initiate with the overall process. It's going to take like 30 to 40 working days. And, of course, at the same time, you'll be working on the final version of the manuscript. By the time we receive the application, we will go ahead and submit the revised manuscript for them to actually, you know. Sorry about that. As I said, I'm not feeling well.
Oh,
I apologize. It's killing
no.
me.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so yeah, as you complete the final edits, we will have the margin or the time frame to submit the final manuscript. Once we do that, your insurance of the copyright should be completed. So we'll just wait for them to have those delivered to your mailing address along with the electronic copy they'll share with us. And that will complete the entire process.
Okay, it's a little bit different than another attachment.
Okay, and what exactly did they tell you?
Text to and then the evidence.
Catherine, you're cutting off again.
Okay, I'll put it, I don't know. Okay. So, I'm going to try it again. I'm sure I do.
It's all right.
So, oh, hang on. Sorry about that. Just a second. So what's going to, okay, so everything is in after when I get it published, right? Then what? Then what do I do?
Well, once the book is published, this entire process needs to be completed before the book is being published. You understand that, right?
No, I don't. I do now.
Okay.
I do now.
Okay, see, it includes the copyright infringement, content insurance, article work insurance. All of that needs to be done before the book goes out. So you have the copyrights for each and everything. You have a documentation stating that everything, it's under your ownership in writing, and that is legitimate. So that's the reason why all these services, the package that you took from us regarding book insurance, it has to be completed before the book is published and not after. Or at least the submission should be done before the book is being published. That way, while you're in the process of publishing the book, you might as well get all the documentation as well for the book itself. That make sense?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll take baby steps at a time. As I said, you said send in the current version of the manuscript. Let me ask you this. Have you decided a title for the book yet?
Yes, it's called You're Listening to My Voice.
Listening to My Voice. Interesting. What is the book about, by the way? Is that an autobiography?
And I think it's Your Listening to My Voice. I don't know if you heard that. It is a fictional, it's something that happened. I changed all the names. So anyway, mm-hmm. it's just a real, a story, and someone was, you know, I don't know. It's just hard. It's a hard book to tell you, but it's a psychiatrist under, and she tells her story. And she gets, you know, so that's sort of, I need to work on that. Because I just do. But anyway, it's,
give me the plot. What exactly does it focus on? What happens in that? Or just, you know, like a gist of it.
Well, the gist is a girl gets raped at a private college, mm-hmm. and she's given angel dust, and she becomes sick because of it throughout her life.
Mm-hmm.
And she never gives up, of course, and then she's been through hospital, and it talks about the events of that and the misdiagnosis of that. And so it's the journey of a girl who has gone through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bipolar is what it's on.
Okay.
It's about bipolar. So it's real. And I guess that, you know, it's a...
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard book to read. It's not hard to read. It was written 20 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, and so it's relevant to other people's daughters and all.
Yes.
So,
I mean, so it basically focuses on woman empowerment, I believe. Also, the abuse victims. We are taking that part in the book as well. We're covering that, and bipolar disorders. Correct?
Yes. That's exactly right.
Fascinating. All right. Okay. Well, I've had, like, 6 years back, I used to have a lot of them. I mean, most of my customers were either focusing on PTSD. That's a very common topic. I mean, people have started to voice it out now, but there was a lot going on back then, too. I mean, I had a customer who saw a therapist for 20 to 30 years, I believe. 20 years, yes. The therapist was supposed to be, or apparently, was a female, but she found out after 20 years when she saw it in the paper that it was a male, a guy who used to pretend to be a female, and he used to hypnotize people and do whatnot with them. And this was happening to her for the rest of her life, I mean, for 20 years, and she didn't know. So we had stories like that as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. You cannot even imagine. I mean, it's beyond horrible. So I suppose, Catherine, your story must have been inspired by something in the real life events, or anything to do with someone close to you, or have you, you know what I'm trying to ask you, right?
Yeah, it's an autobiography for sure.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And it's really tragic, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not the tragic person. You know, mm-hmm. I've got a great life. You know what I mean? It's like I had this horrible life, horrible things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last 20 years after I wrote this book,
mm-hmm.
it's real cathartic. You know, my psychiatrist actually, he named the book Bipolar in Remission,
mm-hmm.
but I like my title better. So, but anyway,
right. I
really,
like your title too.
So, you know, so that's what I'm looking at, and I'm, you know, I did send it to you, and I now got to see if I sent you the right thing. I'm going to open it.
Okay.
So let's see. I wish you weren't sick. Sorry
about that.
going to do about that?
Oh, Catherine, I'm going to die, I think. It's
no,
so
no,
bad.
No. Oh, my God. Oh my, it's so bad. It's so bad when that happens.
Yeah, it's horrible.
The sent mail one. Where's all my? Oh, here it is. So, and if I didn't get it right, we'll get right in a minute. That's
mm-hmm.
right. That's right. So you've got both of them.
Okay.
That's what I need. And if there's something else you need, I'll be glad to give it to you.
All right.
You know.
Let me just refresh this.
And you stay on the phone with me, though, because I'm like, crap. Because if I mess this up, I want to do it in front of you.
Oh, yeah. You're completely fine. That's all right. Catherine, I'm checking that up, but I haven't received anything yet. Have you, like, sent it to me?
If it works on my side, it looks like it works. Too creative. Right?
Did you send it via email, or are you on the portal?
You know, I sent it. I don't know. Let me see. It did come to you, I think. Yeah. It might just take a while because it has a lot of pages.
Okay. Well, the portal doesn't take so much time. So,
okay.
Did,
straight to
okay.
You.
Okay. You know what?
To...
You know what? How about we just use my email address instead? Would that work for you?
Okay. Well, sure. It would. I think this one did work, though.
Okay, let me just refresh it one more time and see. No, Catherine. I only have the last three messages that I got from you were, who is this? What is this for? Is this the insurance? Call me, and that's it. Nothing afterwards and nothing in the file section as well. Did you set up the password for your account? Did you log in?
I just sent it back to you.
Okay, you just responded to it, right? Via email.
Did I respond to the password?
No, actually, you had to sign up on the portal.
I just sent it back directly to you. That's all. I mean, directly. Just in case you reach. P.S., just in case you could reset your password. I don't have a password.
Yeah, that's actually the procedure in order to set up the online portal. But let's just skip that. The email that you just forwarded on the Creative Design Agency link sort of a thing, don't worry about that. Just forward that to me on samantha.hayes@penguinbookwriters.com.
Okay, I'm going to do that for just 1 second. I'm not there.
All
okay,
right,
so
no
I just forward the email.
Just forward the email to...
That's what I did. Sorry. All right. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Catherine, are you there? Did I lose
yes.
you?
I'm right here. Just that it's fine. For 1 second.
All right.
I don't know. There we go. Sorry, but I don't believe I did. But anyway, so now I'm just going to forward it to. And can you tell me what your name is again?
Should I provide you the email address? You're cutting off again.
Yes, provide me the email address.
Okay, so that is going to be Samantha. I'm going to spell that out phonetically for you. It's S as in Sierra, A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, A as in Alpha, N as in November, T as in Tango.
Okay, second, eight. Samantha. One second.
Okay.
I couldn't. Can you say your last name first?
Yes, that's Samantha. Hayes. Hayes. H as in Harry, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra. So it's
okay.
Samantha.Hayes.
Okay.
At penguinbookwriters.com. No space. Okay? Want me to repeat that?
I think I misspelled. P-N-Q-U-I-N. Penguinbookwriters.com or Penguin Writers?
Penguinbookwriters.com. And it's Samantha.Hayes. S-A-M as in Mary, A N as in November, T-H-A dot, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, at penguinbookwriters.com.
All right, here's what I have. It's Samantha.Hayes at penguinbookwriters.com.
How did you spell my last name? Is that H-A-Y-E-S, as in Sierra?
I put an N in there. There's no N, is there?
No, there's no N. Let me spell that again. H as in Harry. A as in Alpha. So it's H-A-Y as in Yankee or yogurt. E as in Echo or Elephant, S as in Sierra or Sam, that is Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't know Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
I had it right, I missed it, but I had to do it. Hayes.
That's fine, that's completely fine.
Penguin.
Writers.com.
Okay, and I'm going to. Okay, here's what I have. Samantha.Hayes at penguinbookwriters.com.
You got it.
Okay, and of course I misspelled something.
That's completely fine. It happens. Especially over the phone, you know, you don't know what you're hearing because all those phonetics sound almost the same. I mean, whether it's an M or an N, you can't really figure it out, right?
Oh, and I have to do it. It's driving me crazy. I'm sorry, I'm so slow. sorry.
You're fine.
I'm gonna load it. Okay, I'm gonna know you now, Samantha.
Okay.
Penguin. All right. Penguin
it's coming true.
I think I got it, but if I didn't, we'll know in a minute.
Okay. Should I refresh my email? Is it coming through?
I think you can see if it's sent over here. It's sending.
Okay. Sending, that means it's going to take like 30, 40 seconds for it to, you know, drop into my mailbox. Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't, did it?
Okay.
It didn't do it, did it?
No, I did not. Not yet. Let me refresh this.
Samantha.Hayes@penguinbooks.com.
Penguinbookwriters.com. That's where you sent it to, right?
No.
Okay, that's probably the reason why I didn't get it. So it's Penguin Book Writers. How about I text you my email address? Do you think that will work?
Okay, you know me, right?
You're right.
It's Kay. Oh, my God. What? I had the light on in my glasses.
It's fine. Somewhat.
Let's see what I can do.
I've been looking forward to this.
Let me see if I can do something to help you out with that. Hey, Catherine, what's your last name?
It's Kuno. My name is Miller. My last name is Miller, but on there it's Kunau.
Kunau. That's a different, very unique last name. Kuno. Okay. Is that your husband's name? Are you married?
Yeah, I had the drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No. Absolutely.
I will probably give you a heart attack, you know, coughing like this on your ear. Oh, my God, this is horrible.
My boyfriend has a cough. I mean, terrible, terrible, sick, just respiratory.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, I've texted you my email address. Can you check if you got that?
Check right now?
Yeah.
And last one from Carmichael's Books. Not yet.
Oh, no, it didn't go through.
Here's what my name is, kkuno@gmail.com. Wait, I'm wrong. kkunau4321@gmail.com.
Got it. And I should send you an email. Hi, Catherine. Hope you get this now. Awaiting response. And I'm sending it through. Now, once you get this, you can directly respond to it, okay?
Okay, I can do that. It'll be here in a minute. I know it will.
That is correct. And it's gone.
Yes, right? There we go. Okay, so I'm going to reply, and I'm going to forward you this from here. And
so
call what is the next
word
now?
You sent it?
Almost.
Okay.
No, I have it.
All right.
Okay, we're just going backward. Just a second.
Thank you.
It's set. I mean, it should be there maybe in a minute. It's still
okay.
Message set. And it should be bright because you gave it to me, right? So let me look at it. If I did it right.
I got it. Perfect.
Yay.
You did it.
No,
okay.
We did it.
Yeah, of course we did it. Thank you so much for that, Catherine. I will start working on this now, send it to the relevant department so they can submit the request, and I'll keep in touch, okay? I'll let you know what's going on with it.
I like that. And my name's Tina May, and just so you know, okay? So
okay,
the book,
then, and who's Catherine?
Yeah, me, but I'm
okay.
Just saying that Tina May is, you know, it's just a fiction name.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it's my name. Right? So just to let you know. So,
perfect. So you used your pen name, right?
My pen name. Yes, that's a better word.
Right.
Yes.
That's your pen name. Okay. Yes. Perfect. And have you used Tina May as the author's name as well? Or did you use Catherine?
It's both protagonists. No Catherine's in there.
Okay. Perfect.
So it's just
Tina.
Yeah, Tina. Just Tina.
Perfect. Okay, so. Thank you so much for clarifying that, because if there's a pen name, then of course we will have to, you know, use the pen name itself. So I'm going to make
perfect.
Sure that, yeah.
However you want to do it, you know, so yeah, definitely. Both. Yeah,
of course.
Sure, both.
Yes, of course. So that is good to go, Catherine. It was lovely talking to you. I will keep you posted, and
you
have yourself a good day.
Thanks, Samantha. Thank you.
Okay. No worries. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.